Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
The Maryville High School football team on the road this week taking on Harrisonville as Spoof Hounds 0-1, but a chance to bounce back against a top 10 team in Class 4. We're joined by Maryville head coach Matt Webb as well as senior captain Owen Wonderly. And Coach Webb, the first true road trip, I guess last week was a neutral site, but there at UCM Warrensburg on the road once again. Just your thoughts here of a little bit longer before Spoof Hound football gets to return to the Hound Pound.
Yeah, we got another opportunity to go play a good team that's on the road this year down at Harrisonville. And, you know, it's always kind of a difficult place to play. They do a great job of kind of, you know, having a great crowd. And it'll be their home opener. They opened up last weekend in St. Louis at MICDS. And they lost their, you know, week one game as well. So two teams that I'm sure have had an intense week of practice to try and get things going the right direction this season.
Owen, for you, going on the road once again, a couple hours away, but we saw last week, I mean, Maryville's going to travel wherever you guys go, and of course you know that across the state, but that has to feel pretty good in week one. You look up and you see so many friends and family and alumni, of course, busing out the band and the cheerleaders at the same time, and just you love to see the support there early on.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to have the whole town of Maryville back, like have your back in like a game, and it's great to see them show their support for our football team.
So obviously you go into week one, a very good Blair Oaks team and some self-inflicted wounds, but that's something you can grow from as this Maryville football team has shown they do year in and year out, bouncing back in week two. What's the mindset and how quick is that turning that page this week?
The mindset is just get your jobs done. Get your job done and 100%, you know, no mistakes. You got to have like a we lost, you know, and now it's we got to go this week.
When you look at that week of practice, the level of focus going into this one, Coach, what's it like?
Yeah, we've had a really good week of practice. You know, I think what you can really do between week one and week two of any season, I think, is important because, you know, I talk about it every year, but you've got some quality film against a quality opponent. And, you focus on the things you did well, and then you focus on the things you need to improve on. And when you lose a football game in the fashion we did, there's a lot to improve on. So you take those things and you kind of work on them on throughout the week and you apply them, you know, to, you know, another good opponent. You work on schemes, but at the same time, you spend a lot of time working on yourself. And, you know, the things that we did to lose a football game last week are really self-inflicted, as you mentioned. And we've got to be able to do those things better before we talk about, you know, really focusing on, you know, Harrisonville, and we're able to do that, you know, through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday practice, and a lot of film work, a lot of study, and a lot of coaching. You know, this is where you get paid. You know, this is what you do your jobs for, is to make those corrections, and this is where you make your money, and this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot exciting. It's really exciting to see the improvements. Going to be on a game on Friday night. It's, you know, you work all week for this opportunity, and this is a big week.
Owen, whenever we think about this, and regardless of what happens in that previous week, win or lose, there is a certain level of, if we want to be a championship football team, there has to be accountability amongst teammates, especially as a captain. How do you approach certain weeks, certain games, especially as we are early in the season, just to make sure, hey, everybody is doing their job in that 1-11th and ready to go on Friday night?
I mean, the captains and the leaders of the team, they really get the younger guys and the other guys just going, and they make sure they're straight and make sure they know what they're doing. And I'd say that coaches and the older guys get everybody prepared for what's about to happen on Friday.
Now for you, of course, three captains throughout the season, then a fourth kind of rotating in, just as that is earned throughout each week. But to have that chance to be a captain, you're a senior leader already with this football program, just how big of an honor is that,
you know,
for a young
man?
It
means everything, you know, for the team, my teammates to choose me as someone they look up to or as a leader of the team. It means a lot. It really does.
Can you talk about Owen and just how he's progressed through now year four with the Spoof Hounds and the chance to earn this, right, Coach?
You bet. You know, Owen's done a great job of he's our center on offense and snaps the ball, and nothing happens if you don't get the ball snapped. You know, you can design some really cool plays and some really effective ones and a lot of really good schemes, but if the ball's not snapped on time and correctly, it doesn't go anywhere. It's amazing how that happens. And Owen's done a great job of what he's done throughout his high school career. Is he's really, made himself a good football player in the weight room and through listening to coaching through his freshman year and sophomore and junior year. And he really has really done those things that we ask as coaches, to apply to our team. Owen's done a great job. And among that is leadership. And a lot of those things happen, not necessarily in practice, not necessarily around coaches. They happen, in the school hallways, and they happen in – there are different players' homes and the friendships and the leadership that happens outside of maybe normal football time. Owen's done a great job. He's got a great friend group, and it's fun as a grown up. Doesn't matter if you're a coach or not, but to watch these guys and the friendships they've developed, and that culture is Owen's right in the center of that, of a young man that's got high character and understands what it means to be a Spoo fan.
Talking Maryville High School football with head coach Matt Webb and senior captain Owen Wonderly getting set to take on Harrisonville on the road this evening. And Harrisonville team with a tough loss to MICDS, but as we get set for this one, last year it was in Maryville. Kind of a similar style. Is this a Wildcat team that wants to come out and be pretty bruising?
Yeah, absolutely. They like to run the football on offense. They're really good at their option attack. Their quarterback's a really good athlete, and then Reynolds is a tailback that he may not be the biggest of stature, but he's really elusive, and he seems to always bust a long run. He's done on us every year. That's our goal, is to try and keep him corralled, and he did it last week against, again, a Class 5 team in MICDS, and he can really scoot as a tailback. And for them, it's their option attack. We've got to be able to stop them and be really disciplined, and that's a good focus for us this week. It's a great opportunity. The mistakes we made defensively last week to help lose that football game were a lot of things that were undisciplined, caliber of football, and that's so it's been good for us to play an attack like that, because it forces you to be disciplined and we want to respond in the correct way. And then when we're on offense, Harrisonville really, really runs a blitz. They can bring pressure from up the middle, and Owen and our O-line has done a great job this week of identifying those blitzes and not allowing some of the vertical penetration. We need to be able to stay balanced tonight and be able to run the football and then be able to, throw the football to our playmakers. And, again, it starts up front, but as a center captain and Owen Wonderly, he's done a great job of watching film and our scout teams and picking stuff up this week. And so they're physical on defense.
Owen, with a team like this, and of course every week communication is important, we always tend to give a little bit more credit to the quarterback because we kind of see that and the stats from the newspaper at the end of the day, but communication starting with you up front and talking with those other guys around you, how does that quality kind of develop as you've gone throughout your career to where you do feel comfortable just kind of shouting out, pointing out what you see?
I mean, yeah, communication is key when you get to the offensive line. I mean, like, you really got to know what you're doing and where to go. And, I mean, throughout the years of just calling it, we've had a whole bunch of returning starters, and it's easier this year. It's way easier this year.
And you're working with, an all-MIAA offensive lineman in Ryan Lessman as your offensive line coach, and a guy that has tons of years of experience doing that. Do you feel like he's kind of giving you more of the keys to the car to kind of run that line and make that your show?
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely has. He's a great coach, great guy.
One of the things that Owen does within our offensive line is he makes calls based on where a defense is lined up, whether that's a linebacker or a defensive lineman or a blitz. And so a lot of those words he uses are kind of interesting, people might understand. And I understand we've got a youth flag team named the Mean Greens that Mr. Trenton plays on. So Owen might be able to get a line call called Mean Green in the next couple of weeks, and we'll give that tribute to our local youth football team. Right, Nolan? Yep, I got a head nod for that. You bet.
Now, are those calls, are you changing those every single week? Or do some kind of stay?
Some kind of stay, some kind of go. It just really depends on the scheme of the defense.
Yeah, we don't want to pull the curtain back too much. But what people do really want to know, we saw at the start of the season Coach Lessman out there with the mustache, and now we have Owen Wonderly sporting a pretty impressive mustache here in week two. Is that where this comes from?
I don't really know. I just kind of preseason, everybody's like, grow out the mustache. I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
You just made his day, because that's the ugliest mustache I've ever seen in my life.
Whatever.
Listen, I think it's pretty solid, so I feel like you know, are you the goose that coaches Maverick, or who is? I mean, where is this coming from? Of course, last year we had the call signs. We lost those this year.
Yeah, I'm the goose to coaches Maverick. That's all right. We'll go with that.
That's pretty good. And so you make calls. You're up there. There's a lot of responsibility in the line. Have you discussed a center-eligible play? Can this happen? I assume you've got pretty good hands.
Oh, I've got great hands, let me tell you. But
I've never met an offensive lineman that doesn't.
I know. But, well, I guess we'll have to work on one of those plays here soon.
Yeah, we'll get Coach to draw that up.
We had a pretty creative play last week against Blair Oaks on our two-point play that worked early in the game. And all those do is kind of feed these linemen ideas. You draw something up. So when you start putting something in, you got everybody's attention because they're like, maybe it's coming to me, but then maybe it's not.
Maryville taking on Harrisonville this week. Kickoff coming up at 7 o'clock pregame on KXEV. Maryville, KL, Ren W. Chillicothe at 6:30. Owen, Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior captain Owen Wunderlich.